Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. And we praise you for your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you that tonight's going to be a special night because everybody's going to participate because this is a fellowship. And in a fellowship, everybody comes to the fellowship because it says in Colossians 3:16-17, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto God. And whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And Lord, we thank you for your word because that's what happens when we come together. Everybody participate. Also in Ephesians 5:17-21, wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunken with wine wherein is right, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ. Praise you, Father, that that's what we have going on in this fellowship. Everybody is a part of the body. And if you're a part of the body, you have a part of the body. Thank you, Father, a part in the body. And we praise you, Father, for showing everybody what their job is. And we thank you, Father. And we know that here shortly, everybody's going to know because we've been seeking you face to face. And that wonderful time that we have with you, when we seek you, Lord, by ourselves and in our closet or wherever it is that we seek you, Lord, and we talk with you and we fellowship with you and ask you to give us the things that we need to know. Like, Lord, what's going to be my job here shortly? What is it you want me to do this day? And Father, we thank you for doing that for all of us, making sure, Lord, that we're not distracted in those times of fellowship with you, Lord. Placing in our hearts, Lord, to do it all the time that we can, even when we're walking, Lord, to ask you to come go with us as we know you will. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of us, because this is a great, wonderful time that we're in, Lord. And I ask, Lord, if there's any sin in anybody's life, they repent and come back to you, Lord, and get right back in right fellowship with you, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for doing that. Thank you, Lord, for this great and wonderful time that you've got for us. And we praise you and we glorify you for all that you're going to do tonight. We ask, Father, that you lead us tonight into the things that you have us to speak about, all of us. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father. Lord, I ask that you be with Pat tonight as he's probably going to have to work. And I ask, Father God, that you would allow him to get in here at times in order to participate. And we praise you. We glorify you for doing that for Pat. And I thank you, Lord, for everybody that's here tonight, Lord, that you place it in them to participate in a mighty way. Thank you, Father. Not only that, Lord, that we all have faith and we hook our faith up together when we pray. And we know that, Lord, we have an open heaven. And when we have an open heaven, these prayers get answered because we have drawn nigh unto you. And the closer we get to you, the more power emanates from us. And we praise you, Father, for allowing us to do that. And we thank you, Lord, that oppression doesn't follow us. Anxiety does not follow us. Fear does not follow us. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for an awesome deliverance from any of that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Okay. Everybody's prayed up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be a wonderful night, then. Thank you, Lord. Oh. What was that? So I did want to ask one thing. When we come together, should we all come with a psalm or something that would benefit the body? Should we come with a melody? I could, but I'd run you all off. But somebody that can do that would be fine. But should we do what the word says? Giving thanks to the Lord for whatever happened that day in your life, walking with the Lord. Thank you, Paul. I'll tell you what, I'm going to start out tonight myself, and then we'll just go around and get everybody to talk about what happened today. Well, I had some issues today, and I called a dear sister. And boy, I'll tell you what, I got delivered, and the rest of the day was just fantastic. I'm telling you, I was walking on clouds the rest of the day. God is so good. And sometimes all it takes is just a little bit of encouragement, you know. And praise God. God set me free. Thank you, Lord, from oppression. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I know it's hard to believe that I had that, but, you know, I ain't going to lie. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Oh, this is going to be good. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Well, today at work, we were having a bit of just like a tricky issue that we needed to install an air handler, and it was just in a really old crawl space, and it was just it wasn't the funnest project that we had to do, and my partner was a little PO'd, I guess you could say, and you know, the Lord didn't let that spirit crawl upon me, because lately I've been letting it happen to me. I'll confess, you know, just praise God for not letting that happen to me, because I just woke up this morning and I said, I'm not going to sin today, because I'm going to walk in holiness with my Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what I did today. Praise and glory to God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Yeah, Andrew.
I woke up in the mornings and I praise God, have my breakfast, and then I start my Bible study right away. And the Lord gave me Titus. I went backwards from Titus to the Timothys. And the Lord just put something in my head. He said, you know, those people who don't believe in the spiritual gifts, how come they have prophecies? And I go, yeah, how come they got prop? How does this person want to have an utterance gift and he doesn't believe in them? So, you know, it just like it dawned on me. I went, thanks, Lord. I never thought of it that way before. You know, they, you know, I was thinking of some of the things that they were teaching us about the temple, the Lord. But that was the first teaching when I came to UVM. They were teaching on the spiritual temple, and I was totally amazed. And here he just did that for me, and I went, well, I guess that's my bread for today, to know what's going on out there in the other churches, you know, because when you look at Titus and Timothy, and there's a lot of revelation about all end times and what people are not supposed to be like. And it just came naturally. And, you know, but there was other things the Lord showed me, Matthew 24 again, you know, the days of Noah, you know, I know we have some teaching on the days of Noah. You know, they kept repeating the way of Cain. What he did to his younger brother, Abel, that's not nice. And I just thought about it and I went, well, where's the parallel for today, you know? And there was quite a lot of people who died in the two world wars. And we're not descendants of Cain. We're only descendants of Seth. But the Lord hears the blood of Abel. And, you know, he showed me things like, I just had a thought come into my head, like, what about all the children who are aborted? How does the Lord hear their blood and stuff? He has to hear some pretty nasty stuff, I guess. But, I guess it could perk you up to fearing the Lord and being in reverence to him. I guess that's why he's telling me these things. And to convince me that what time we're in, and really makes you think about love a lot. So be obedient, brothers and sisters, be obedient. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Julie. Thank you, Andrew and Benjamin.
This morning I woke up and some lyrics were going through my head, and they were from the song by Matt Redman, "He Never Let Go." Through the calm and through the storm. Oh, gosh. So that's kind of how my day started. And I had some oppression and fighting against some witchcraft and just some stuff. So, you know, I was trying to pray through it all. I was trying to focus in on the Lord, and that wasn't working very well. And pretty much all morning, going through stuff. But the other song that I played was, "Jesus is the Lord of the Way I Feel." You know that song? I know they played it on a worship night, but, that's powerful. "Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Lord of the Way I Feel. I don't care what the devil's gonna do." Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And, so that was going through, you know, I was playing those kind of songs today and just letting my, you know, the Lord play some songs and stuff. And I'm like, "Lord, I gotta be able to focus on my work today. I need help." You know, and I just kept praying through it, and it finally started lifting off of me this afternoon. And after some prayer and some worship, and, I was able to better focus, and that, I just, you know, I was telling somebody today too, it was, it's like the devil just hates us so much. And he's just trying to really, you know, if you're under attack, then everybody else is too, is kind of how I look at that. And I know Marilyn and I have talked about that before when we fellowship. It's like, if I'm under attack, I know she's under attack, or other people are under attack too. I'm not the only one. Somehow that gives me comfort that I'm not the only one.
Amen.
So anyway, God lifts me up, and, He's a good father, and he's patient, and he wants us to be patient with ourselves and to endure and keep praising him no matter what you're feeling, because I have the emotions of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have all that he is in me. So Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. By the way, that was my song tonight that I've already got lined up. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, you know, Julie, as you were saying, you know, it's almost, you know, it's interesting. You know, everybody gets hit with stuff. You know, I didn't get hit right off the, you know, the get-go this morning. And, you know, I get up and I start talking to the Lord and confessing the Lord and who I am in Christ. And, yeah, good morning and good prayer time this morning. And, but this afternoon, boy, you know, something's really started trying to get on me. It was just a lot of oppression from different, demonic, demons trying to get after me. And, it was time, you know, to pray in the afternoon. So, you know, I was crying out to the Lord of, "Lord, help me to be still and know that thou art God." And, just, you know, casting all this stuff down. And, but I was still feeling oppressed. And then I just heard the Lord say, count your blessings. Boy, I just started praising and thanking the Lord. You know, sometimes we think our trials are just so heavy and so tough, and what we're going through is just so, you know, such a weight and a weariness and a heaviness. You know, the enemy just loves to try to wear us out. But as soon as I began, he spoke that to me. Boy, it brought to mind some people that we've been praying for. They're not any part of UBM, but we know several people that we're praying for right now that just really need the Lord's intervention. And it just really snapped me out of it so quick. I was like, Lord, of all the things you could have said to me, that really, really blessed me to just start thanking the Lord. And then I was able to get in a position where, you know, and he started putting these people on my heart, although we've been praying for them, to continue to pray for them. And so I just thank the Lord for that he, you know, if you're in a, for me, you know, if I'm in a still quiet place with the door closed, you know, it's helpful, but I also know that a lot of times the Lord can just speak to me while I'm mopping the floor or folding the laundry or cooking. You know, he speaks to me. I just try to be in conversation with him all the time. And, if you're talking to the Lord, you know, you're not going to be, the self chatter's not going to be there. And, the other, you know, you're either talking to the Lord, you're talking to a demon, or you're talking to self. And so I just thank the Lord. Father, I just thank you for for being so gracious, so merciful, so patient. And Father, you're faithful. There's not anything that any of us are going through, Father, that you're not intimately aware of. You see everything, you hear everything, you know everything, and you understand everything. And praise the Lord, Father, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The scriptures that just bring us such comfort, and they are the wisdom of God. I thank you, Lord, that we each and every one, we have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, the walk of Christ, the works of Christ, and the words of Christ. And that it's all to his glory. And thank you for the work you're doing in each and every one of us, Father. And truly, Father, may your praise be continually in our mouth. Let our soul make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt thy name together. For I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else want to give God thanks and glory?
I will.
Okay, Bear.
I woke up this morning too, just like Marilyn.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, it was a big day here. Anyway, thinking about three people came to mind, and one of them, I guess he's in his 30s, just got involved in just some psychotic episode with a vehicle and trying to outrun the cops and trying to commit suicide by slashing his throat. We know this guy, and he's made it out of the hospital, and now he's in jail, and it's just a real sad situation. He's had some, you know, some mental issues, and got a lot of people praying for him, and he was on the list. And we had a local guy that has a pretty much incurable issue, and he's in really bad shape. Guy I really like, I've spent some time with, and he's really in bad shape. I saw him yesterday, and he was on the prayer list. And the fella down the street, who tree fell on his house. His house really busted up, and really nothing's happened in what?
3 months.
3 months. There really hadn't been much except plastic put over it. And we're thinking that, insurance wouldn't cover that because that tree, should have been taken down. It wasn't a mystery that that thing was going to fall. Anyway, so those guys and a couple others were on my heart this morning. And, that's before I got up and, did the normal morning stuff. And they had some prayer time, later in the morning. And I know the Lord was with me out in the garden today. I was pruning some trees out there, some fruit trees. And we're believing that they're going to be happy and not, they're just going to be happy with the way they got trimmed up. They had gotten really out of control, and it took, quite a bit of, limb removal and such to get them to where they're going to do, properly. And anyway, I know the Lord's blessing that. And anyway, it was a good day, and we're thankful for it.
Amen. Apple tree?
These are apricots.
Apricot tree, okay.
Yep.
All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Barry.
I can, Michael.
Hey, Joe.
I also woke up by God's grace this morning. And he gave me, for my quiet time, he gave me Joshua 15. Judges 15, and when Samson put that torches between the foxes to burn down the Philistines' crops. But that's not a big issue, but it was just an interesting thing to start my day with. But later this day, it's about 3 o'clock. It was unscheduled load shedding only this morning when I woke up for my quiet time before the now fellowship, the electricity is on. So we haven't got power all just afternoon. But my best thing was yesterday when I learning, what was I listening to your teaching on, part of the teaching that you taught was in a courtroom example of Joshua with the filthy garments. So I started to make a more detailed study for myself, and that was quite interesting to receive that. And then, and one lady phoned me yesterday afternoon, and she was visiting a friend, but the nose started bleeding. And we talk a bit, and then I put down the phone, and I decided, maybe I must just go and phone and pray for him to stop the nose stop bleeding. So I go downstairs, and it already stopped bleeding, so I just prayed, let it not go onwards, and let it be clean of it. There was other lady there, what was, says, now you must use this, this will be clear up. This will clear this up. And I says, no, we already prayed. We believe we received. That's gone. That's, but now it's stopped bleeding. There's not to be any hassles. And that was my end, of the day. And praise God this morning.
Amen.
Got time with my family. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All these people are waking up and their eyes are opening. Praise the Lord. That's good. Go ahead.
Obi is dying to share how, I shouldn't say that. Obi is wanting to share.
Okay.
How his day went.
So our day went when me and Lisha were playing Legos in the room, and Mama was laying there in our room. I don't know what she was doing. And she said, I was thinking about going to Fort Loudoun, and me and Lisha were wanting, yeah, let's go to Fort Loudoun. Yeah, let's go to Fort Loudoun. And then when she packed up, and then we went to Fort Loudoun, and then we hiked, and then she read her Bible on the phone because she forgot to bring it, her book Bible, and when I wanted to go to the road to our van because the forest was a longer way, but Mom said it would be a forest. And what is and so when we got to the place where the river used to be, we went down there and kinda we almost sunk, kinda not, and we found a lot of seashells. And
seashell.
Yeah, and they were like.
So you went out on the island?
Yeah.
That's not an island anymore?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And they were about like that, and they were.
Oh, my. Well, Mama.
Spirally.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of.
Keep it a little bit short. Let's try and finish up.
Seashells, okay. And we were surprised. And when we went there, it was such a good day, but I struggled a little bit on a hike, but it was such a good day. But praise the Lord, I woke up this morning too.
Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh man, I ain't a sign of rejection on that boy, I'm telling you.
What does that mean? And there's a heart.
The heart, okay. that means they love you.
Michael, you were talking at the beginning here about sharing songs and different things. And I have wanted to do that for a long time, but I haven't had the guts. But, Ovi's here and he's about to go to bed. He wanted to share a song with me. Is that all right?
Yes, it is. You go right ahead.
Okay, I was really encouraged. Let me see if I can get the lyrics in the chat here. I was really encouraged by Terry McGinley sharing a song the other day.
Yeah.
And
sounded good, didn't she?
Yeah, it was great. And she, even when she messed up, like she wasn't, there was just no, like there was nothing to be upset about or anything. That's kind of been my thing. It's like, oh, it's recorded. But it just gave me a little bit of boldness. So here we go. Okay, you ready, Obi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get this in the chat here.
Which one we're doing?
Okay.
Make melody with your heart to the King. Lift his name on high. Make melody, his praise you'll sing. Lifting holy hands. Praise his name in the dance. He is worthy of all that we have to give and all that we are. He is worthy of our voice and dance. Bring him in your soul. Praise his name with all your heart. We sing holy, majestic glory. Receive our offering of love. We lay everything at your feet as we lift our voice in song. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. We sing holy, majestic glory. Receive our offering above. We lay everything at your feet as we lift our voice in song. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That was good. Y'all ought to be on the Duet for the Year Award. Lord of God, that was good. Amen. Thank you so much for singing that. That was awesome, Obi and Anna. Yeah. We're going to put you up for a Grammy, buddy. He don't want no Grammy. He wants Jesus. That's all he wants. Okay. Anybody else? That was great. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to expect that in the local fellowship here, too. You don't understand that, don't you? All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? Yeah, Missy. Did you wake up, too, with your eyes open?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Nothing really spectacular happened today. It was just a good day, just getting stuff done, you know, getting some things done around the house. And I made some blueberry bread, a new recipe. It was a healthy recipe. It had whole wheat flour in it and milled flax seed and oats. And then plus blueberries. There's the main ingredients. But anyway, that was really good. Even Merle liked it. I was a little hesitant. Like, I let him try it. And he liked it. So that was an upper. But I'd like to share something that happened yesterday that I told you about. Remember I said that the lady, Mrs. Grimm, two houses down, her husband had passed away like a month or two ago, and I'd given her a sovereign God. And I walked by one day and I saw her sitting there by her window in her chair, and it looked, I'm pretty sure she had a book, and sitting there reading. And I'm like, I believe, Lord, that she's reading Sovereign God. Well, I saw her yesterday, and she thanked me for the book. And she's really excited about it. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. And we talked. It was a good talk. And I said, I saw you sitting one day by the window and you were reading a book. Was that what you were reading? She goes, yes. I'm like, I thought so. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just really opening her eyes and ears and giving her such revelation and understanding, Lord. And that it just, bless her socks off. And I praise you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, that we'll be able to have, she'll want to talk to me about it or whatever. And we'll have some fellowship about it. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Amen. Establish a new fellowship right there.
Yeah.
And be awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
No, I thought Missy can't be finished without singing a song first.
All right, Missy. Step up to the plate, girl.
Well, okay. Let me think here. Well, I've been walking around singing this one part of this song, and I don't know the whole thing, but I'll just sing the part that I know. And you all probably heard it. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. The great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me, my name, I'm a little hoarse right now. No, I'm not. I can sing without a horse.
Shout it out, girl.
My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no one can bid me thence depart. No one can bid me thence depart. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. The great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, No one can bid me then steep heart. No one can bid me then steep heart. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mercy.
You're welcome. Praise you, Jesus.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Anybody else got a song they want to sing, Lana? all right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share?
Sorry, Michael. I was kind of dealing with the kids here, but I can sing and yeah, share about my day.
Okay.
The Lord's kind of been taking me, as he does us all, through a trial, just teaching me to grow in my faith and abandoning the flesh in many ways, and I'm really grateful for it. The song that he's put on my heart, I shared actually at the Pop Blessing, but it's been the theme. It's been the theme of my walk with the Lord the last couple of weeks, so I'll sing that. The song is Live for Jesus. Oh, I want to be remembered as the girl who sang her songs for Jesus Christ, who was willing to lay down her life and do his will no matter what the price. I am singing for the deaf man who can hear about salvation through my song. And I'm singing for the blind man who can see the light in me and come along. Live for Jesus, that's what matters. And when other houses crumble, mine is strong. Live for Jesus, that's what matters. That you see the light in me and come along. There are times when I've been tempted to turn off this rugged road I travel on. There are times when I'd say, Jesus, can't you find another girl to sing your song? Well, I know it's not that I'm the only one who can sing this melody, but he's chosen me to bless me and to lead me into life he has for me. Live for Jesus, that's what matters. And when other houses crumble, mine is strong. Live for Jesus, that's what matters. That you see the light in me and come along. That you see the light in me and come along.
Praise God. That was a good one, man. I like that song for myself. That's not just a woman's song, is it? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be transgender here. I'm just asking things. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Y'all want to hear a good song? All right.
You're going to sing, Michael?
No, I'm not going to sing, Joe.
I thought you said a good song.
It wouldn't be a very good song if I sang it. I'm going to sing along. If I can get this going here. I can. Oh, wait a minute. I see what's going on. I had it on the advanced thing. All right, here we go.
Describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are not enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found.
Thank you. That's my God. That's my shepherd, my protector. That's my king. That's my rock. That's my anchor. My
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him, but yet he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your head. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Hey! That's my king.
I thought I right away when I saw the title of that song, I thought of that sermon, and I knew you would like that song. You're mute, Michael.
I said, yeah, I knew when I saw the title of it, I said, I know where that song came from. CC One has got that from SM Lockridge.
That's, I was wondering the same thing. I was thinking the same thing too. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That thing's been out there a long time. I think that old man died here some time ago. He's got a full sermon with that in it. He's got a full 1 hour sermon with that thing in it. Woo, it's a powerful, that's a powerful old man. All right, anybody else? Did anybody not like that? That song and that little sermon there? Can anybody describe Jesus that well? Woo, ain't no need, is it? He went through the dictionary. I used to have that thing transcribed somewhere. I still may have it on there. I used to do it here locally. All right. Anybody else? Well, do you know him? All right, anybody else want to add to what we talked about? What pronoun am I? I don't know. What? I'm not even going to acknowledge that. I don't know what that means. Oh, gosh. Hey, Matt. What's up, dude? Okay. Okay. I got it. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to share? Barbara? Vanita, Sunil, Josie, Megan, who is that, Tim? Yeah, Vanita.
All right, hi. Well, everybody's songs were so beautiful and uplifting today. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful. I just want to... thank the Lord for my mom and dad. They, Nick had a couple days off, so he's with them for a couple days. So nice to just get a little time with Frank alone and just, not have him riding his side by side all over the place in the yard all day long. He gets up first thing in the morning, opens his eyes. He's got the keys in his hand and he's out in the barn and it's 20 degrees outside. He's got a t-shirt on. He's got his light bars on and he's out there riding in the woods. he just loves it. He's having a lot of fun. So at least he's not laying in bed on his phone or something, you know.
Does he have a place to ride that thing?
Yeah, we've got 5 acres and most of it's woods in the back. He used to ride his four wheeler out there, but now he's got his side by side. So for now that's keeping him busy. And praise the Lord, he has sent cold weather in the mornings every morning since he got that thing, and it's been frozen. Like, it's so muddy out there, and for the last 4 days, 5 days it's been frozen solid in the morning. So when he gets up and goes out, he's not tearing up the yard or anything and making big mud holes and everything. It's just frozen solid. So that's just such a blessing that the Lord's given him an opportunity to ride and get a little bit of it out of his system before it gets muddy and then I won't let him ride in the yard anymore. Not at all. So that's been such a blessing. Every morning I wake up, oh, praise the Lord, it's frozen outside. It's so nice. So that's been great. Frank, shh. Can you guys hear him? His rappers in the background. He's
here. No.
Oh, you can't hear it? Good. Okay. All right.
Turn it down.
Yeah. I was also going to, you know, I've told you before, Finnegan and I take a walk in the woods every day, three times a day. And I thought I was safe. And then I came in the other day and I felt something behind my ear. And sure enough, there was a tick behind my ear and it started digging its way in. I'm like, Frank, help. Made him dig that thing out. It was awful. I'm like, it's supposed to be frozen outside right now and no ticks. And they're out though. There's,
you got some hardy ticks up there.
Oh my gosh. And I just been praying the Lord, just, you're going to protect me. I don't need to worry about it. He's got it out of there. And I just don't need to worry about it at all. And I know I don't have to because I have a sovereign God, and I praise the Lord for just the wisdom he gives us, that all the information he's given us that the rest of the world doesn't know, that we can just rest on. And it's just so lovely to have just that comfort and that knowledge and not have to worry about it. But, and then yesterday I was out in the woods and I got another tick. Well, it's two already. So Finnegan hasn't gotten any. I don't know how I'm getting him, and he's not, because he's all over in the woods. So I just want to thank the Lord. He's going to keep me protected from all those ticks. And like I said, I don't need to worry about it. Praise the Lord. That's been my last couple of days, and nice peace and quiet, except my mom and dad's. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the quiet times we get to have. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Did you leave it on there, Missy? Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it? The ticks are being hardened by the cold. I found one on me the other day after walking through the woods back up here. And I said, this ain't supposed to happen, for goodness sake. The ticks aren't supposed to be out this time of year. It may be some AIs. I don't know. Go ahead, Missy.
Today when I was out on my walk, it was probably because it's been a little bit warmer here lately. Twice I heard a bug, and it sounded like a fly both times buzz near me, near my head. A fly. I don't think it was a bee. It sounded like a fly, some kind of bug, whatever it was. It's amazing when it just warms up just enough that they start to come out.
Are you sure it wasn't a drone? I'm just saying, you know.
Who knows?
That's right. Amen. Yeah, this has probably been one of the warmest Februarys we've had since I've been here. Oh, this is generally our cold month. It's generally real cold in February. Okay. Oh. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this salvation thing that we talked about the other day, but I wanted to go into it in a different way, and that is let's talk about the name of Jesus. That phrase, the name of Jesus. What does that entail? Just one at a time. All right, let's go. Let's break it down. What is the name? What does that mean? What is the name? When you hear the name, what does that mean, Matthew?
Nature, character, and authority.
Okay. And what does that, how does that apply to us when you use the name of Jesus?
Well, we are supposed to be like Christ. Yep. So if we are using the name of Christ, then we're using it in his likeness, his nature, and his authority.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's even more than that there's to it. And go ahead. I'm going to let it out there. And we'll get to it. We'll get to it. There's a lot more to it than that's the main part of it right there is the nature, character, and authority of the Lord. But how do we access it? Go ahead, Vanita.
I was just thinking when David teaches about it, he talks about, I was thinking about the mark of the beast and how he's always saying that there's a spiritual mark of the beast. And in that way, there's also the spiritual. We have the name of Christ. So we have the nature, character, and authority of Christ in our spirit. Maybe I'm saying that wrong, but that's, I was just thinking of the mark of the beast and how, you know, we have the mark of Jesus on our hands and on our forehead. And that gives us the nature, character, and authority of Christ.
Amen. As Matthew was talking about the nature, character, and authority, how do we enter in into that nature, character, and authority? Oh, I'm sorry, Vanita, did you not finish?
Oh, no, my hand didn't go down, I guess.
Oh, I can get it.
I can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Andrew.
It's me.
Benjamin.
So when you brought that up in the email, I realized I never really read that book, Salvation Instant and Progressive. And so I'd like to it's just mostly this progressive part that I think that I'm kind of want to gear towards right now is that it's the soul cleansing that is cleansing our soul from the sin that is within us day by day by faith and knowing that it's the nature of Christ that's coming into us, kind of his name coming into us when we're exchanging our old life for his new. So we need to walk away from our old life to receive the salvation of his new life, of the promises that, basically the promises that the Son has. Because we don't have the promises. It's the promises of Jesus that he has for Jesus, the Abraham's seed, singular. So that's kind of what we're walking into progressively through salvation. It's basically what I'm seeing here. Walking away from ourselves and by faith looking towards the end goal. Paul, I forget what book it's written in, but it's I strive on towards the end goal. I have not made it there yet, but I'm Philippians chapter 3. My dad has it written down right here. I follow on toward the mark unto the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. So the calling of Christ Jesus, knowing that his promises are fulfilled in Jesus, when our salvation is finished at Jesus, that's the mark. That's salvation.
Yeah, that is it. That's what we're striving to do is to look like Jesus. Listen, the closer you come to maturity and getting close to God, getting close to the Lord, getting rid of the sin, the more power you'll have. And you don't have to say in the name of Jesus when you pray. You just have to stand it in as Jesus when you pray. You understand what I'm saying? It's that you are that part of you that's Jesus is what's speaking and praying. And it's going to happen. When we get to that point, I don't know where that point is. The point is you're striving with all your heart, surrendering everything to him. That's when you come into that hundredfold Jesus and start walking talking like him. You just go up to somebody just like Jesus did. Just like Jesus did. Be healed. You want your eyesight? You got it. You want to walk? Get up. He didn't have to go through all of that. And the reason why he did, because he was listening to the Father every day, every moment. He was listening to the Father. That's why that the Lord has told us to don't get distracted now. Get in with the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Find out what he wants you to do. Find out where you need to make this adjustment or that adjustment to get closer to him and to speak with him face to face. That's what he wants. You do that. You just go up to somebody. Lord told me to come over here and pray for you. What's wrong with you? I'm blind. I can't see. Well, now you can't. Go and sin no more. The same thing that Jesus did. And I'm telling you this to let you know that in the name of Jesus is not a mantra. You don't use that. You don't have to use that every time you play. We do. It's not nothing that you don't have to do. I mean, that you that it's necessary not to do. But it's just that when you get to that point to where you know when you open your mouth to pray, they're going to be healed, delivered, or set free, or they're coming to Jesus. Because that's what Jesus did. You're going to walk. Did Jesus not say that you're going to do the things that I did? Greater things you're going to do? Yeah. And that's because we're thinking like him. We've always got our mind on the heavenly things. We've always got our mind on Jesus. We've always got everything on the scriptures, on the word of God. We've always got everything on, instead of the world, we're thinking in kingdom thinking. That's what we're doing. And when you do that, you don't have to, a lot of people use it as a mantra in the name of Jesus, you know, that means that it's going to happen. Okay, that's fine. But you don't have to. You walk like Jesus. You go out there and you speak like Jesus. Be healed, be whole, be set free. In the name of Jesus is just telling you that you are there in his stead, right? Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. Does that make sense? It looks like everybody lost me. Go ahead, yeah, Joe.
It makes sense as well. I was just thinking the last couple of weeks or days on and off, I was thinking about reading quite a bit about what David talked about, imagination. You see the picture in your mind. Now, I was struggling a bit with it. I don't know why, because I'm an artist. I usually see pictures when I draw stuff and things. So, but when the Lord gave me yesterday, he gave me a switch of from fleshly to spirit, so I can see. I see better now in imagination. If it's, you must see Christ in you. You mustn't see yourself. If you see yourself, he's on a cross. He's dead. That old self is dead. You must see Christ in you. And the Lord gave me a picture of Christ in me yesterday. And it was just an awesome way to think about it. Always think about the imagination. Think about what you're saying, get a picture in your head about Christ, because it's Christ in you. You got everything, his nature, you change from his water into wine, everything you got from him. So just love him. What was I want to add? Thank you.
Amen, Joe. That imagination is a powerful tool in the kingdom. That's a powerful tool. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Joe. There's a whole chapter of it in the Real Good News. It's really good. It's really good. How many of you think when you're talking to the Lord, do you ever think that he's right there, wherever it is that you're talking to? I do. Yeah, Missy says she does. Jesus, come talk to me. And then you can just, in your mind, you can just see him coming in. Let's sit down. Have a seat, Lord. Let's talk some. Powerful. And guess what? It's so powerful, you keep doing it every day. Guess what? Someday he's going to walk in. That's what happened to that old boy back in 1960. I believe it'll happen to us too. I ain't going to be like Thomas. All right. Anybody else got some words of wisdom here? That's mine. All right. I think Julie was telling me that Sunil came up with worship last week as a subject. Is that right, Sunil, that you wanted to talk about worship? Kind of goes along with what we're talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want to elaborate a little bit, or did you just do it?
More on worshiping him in spirit and truth.
Okay. All right. Anybody got anything they want to ask about? What? Give us a little more, Sunil, if you would like.
I don't know much. That's why I'm looking for responses.
Okay. All right. Well, we talk a little bit about it, and if we might just bring it up next, I don't even know what today is. This is Thursday. Next week. But anyway, has anybody got anything on worship, Missy? Or Anna? Or Matt? Matt, worship. Worship, you're in worship. I don't mean to put
because
you
I'm on the worship team, doesn't
he? You're the expert.
No, I'm not the expert, but I'm going to tell me a few things about it.
Worship in spirit and truth, he said. What is that?
Well, from my take on it, have you ever felt like your whole being just praise the Lord? From your innermost parts, just singing praise to the Lord. Even like bowing down and worshiping to Him.
Yeah.
That is truly worship. Because you know that every ounce of your being loves the Lord.
Yeah.
And is truly thankful for everything He's done for you.
Amen. Very good.
It's taken me quite a few years to learn this. It's been a bumpy road. But I'm still walking it, so. The Lord is stressed with me the importance of personal relationship. Not only just a personal relationship with the Lord, but a personal worship as well. And for a long time, I've always had a better group worship with relationship with the Lord than I have a personal worship relationship. I've always had a personal relationship with the Lord ever since I was a little kid. You know, as Michael was always saying, you know, Jesus right here, you know, I've always imagined that since I was a little kid. And it is awesome to see the Lord work in your life when you have that personal worship with Him, that personal one-on-one with Him, that desire to want to give Him the praise and the glory just for anything and everything. You look at, you go outside and you see the sunrise. You just want to praise the Lord. You just want to worship Him and give Him the glory for that because it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Or you go out when the sun is setting and orange and purple and pink outside, just like that picture of Barry and Maryland's, you know, you just want to scream and worship the Lord for what He's made and made so beautiful. His love for all these beautiful things is even for us too. You know, He made each and every one of us unique to Him. And it is beautiful to Him. Even though we have this corrupt nature in us. But the Lord, when we seek that Lord, when we seek the Lord, that corrupt nature leaves us. And we become more beautiful to Him. If that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
I've in the bounds of our worship together as a body, I've always in the past thought of it as you know, we're all worshiping the Lord, we're all, you know, facing Him in our own way and as a group, but more lately Lord has me just worship, just imagining Him in front of me, nobody else in the room. It doesn't matter what Joe Blow is doing over here, it doesn't matter what she's doing over there, it's just me and the Lord, it's just You, Lord. It doesn't matter what's going on. I may get up and dance while I'm playing the drum, or I may, you know, just get on my knees and worship You, because you know what? It doesn't matter what goes on around me. It's just about You. It's just about the Lord and what He's done for me, what He's done in my life, what He's done for my family.
Amen.
That is what it is to worship in spirit and truth. Give Him the glory and honor and everything He deserves just because He's good, because of everything He's done for you, because He first loved us. While we are yet in our sins, He saw us as beautiful when we weren't beautiful. But He's making us beautiful into that perfect image of Christ.
Amen. Well, that was real good, Matt. Explained it just like I would have. No, really, that was good. I believe that's the longest discourse I've ever heard you say.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm not much of a talker, but...
but you are.
When I feel the Lord is really given me a gift, especially in this area right now in my life, I love to express it to others to show them what I've experienced.
Yeah. You're doing a mighty fine job. All right. Glory to God. Anybody else? I saw somebody raise their hand a while ago. I'll tell you, when I see the most angels come in, Matt, it's during praise and worship, come into the fellowship. I think everybody sees them come in during that time. Has y'all got an earthquake going on there?
No, we're just getting situated. I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes when I really feel the presence of the Lord coming strong into our worship is when everybody enters into the Spirit, everybody in the fellowship, and you feel it.
Yeah.
Whether you, I don't know if you can't really say physically, but it's almost to that point where everybody's worshiping, everybody's in the Spirit. It is truly a wonderful time.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's when we're all in one accord. I look for that house to shake at most any time. Amen. I saw two come in the other night. I told you about that, didn't I? Yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else on worship? Prison to praise. Yeah, Julie.
I was thinking about how what Job went through, and that he was able to worship God after all that he took away from him.
Yeah,
you know, he worshiped the Lord, and that's a real, he loved God, right? And it didn't matter that all those things happened. It's like, I'm still going to love and praise and worship my God because he's God, you know. And I think of that as, you know, what Matt was saying, just, you know, really bless me and everybody. And thank you, Matt. And, that it is as a personal time where you just you can get past the distractions, you know, the vain thoughts, you know, whatever it is that, you know, enemy wants to, you know, put in your mind, or you got to do this, or you got to work, or you know, these other things, and you just get alone with the Lord and sing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sing a song to him. And I, you know, I don't know how, you know, a lot of people, you know, worship their, you know, worship our Creator and our Savior, our Redeemer, you know, but just all that he is. You know, you think about all who he is, you know, and the Psalms are, you know, one place where it's expressed there. It's like, you know, he's wonderful. He's gracious. He's so good. And when you think about all what he's done for you, like Matt was saying, you know, individually, he's done things for us. He's saved us, you know, and all that means to everybody. You can look back at your life and go, okay, that was the Lord. That was the Lord. He did that. And just even where you can compare yourself to where you are now, to where you were, and just how good he has been. And, but just singing to the Lord and just, you know, telling him how much you love him, and you know that he's there, you know, that he's listening. And then sometimes after, you know, like when we're in praise and worship, even in here on Thursday night, or when I'm entering in with everybody then, and then on Friday nights and stuff, you know, there's just times where it's like I can't express myself anything other than praying and singing in the Spirit, you know, during a song or after a song as well. And, you know, that's an individual thing too. It's just getting caught up in the Lord where you can't express yourself anything more than in the Spirit realm. And sometimes there's tears, you know, sometimes you're just so moved by what the Spirit is doing, you know, in your heart. It's different. It's not the same every time. What, you know, right? It's not the same every time. But just get alone with the Lord and just, yeah, it's just you and him. And which is what I guess worship is. It's just your spirit communing with the Lord. By the power of the Holy Spirit, because it is a move of the Spirit. That's all.
Amen. Well, some of the most powerful times that I've had were in praise and worship in the spirit realm. Yeah, go ahead, Benjamin.
There was something that I forget who said it, but he said, when you're truly in worship with God, the enemy can't speak. When you're truly in that, I would say, mode of worship, whether it's in reverence or in love or just encouraging others to worship, the enemy can't speak. There's nothing that he can do at that point. He may try, but he can't speak, because we all know those verses that talks about the tongue and how powerful what you're saying and how you speak, how powerful that can be. And when your voice and all that you're saying is coming from a spirit of worship, just imagine how powerful that can be, just being totally succumbed to loving God and worshiping Him, what He's done for you, what He's doing through you, and what He's going to do for you. Just another kind of thought process on, you know, what true worship is like, you're totally not letting that old man within you live at that point. You're not even going to let him speak. I just thought I'd mention that aspect of it.
Well, that's a good thought. Just not even let the, not even let the old man speak. That's a great thought to keep him down. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
I got two things to add. Well, not really add. What Matt and what Julie was saying is, we talk earlier when I was our day and all of us, and most of us to say, no, thank God we wake up. But it's not really a bad thing. It's a good thing, because you have to give thanks for God for everything.
Yes.
The wake up is not just your wake up. It's God give you another day. He gives you His grace, His unmerited favor. You don't deserve anything, only by His grace. That's so awesome to understand. That's what He showed me in the last couple of days. It's thanksgiving for everything. Nothing is for free. We have to do that. And the last thing I want to add is, what Matt was also talking about, that Friday night worship. My worship, I used to sing quite a lot of songs for the Lord in a day and things. So, but the last couple of weeks, I don't do anything anymore. I only do that. But Friday night worship, I use that songs because I think that's a right spirit. And the people who sings, and it just feels me more comfortable in using that Friday night to worship and praise the Lord for me. So I only can talk for myself, but that definitely works for me. Thank you.
Amen. Matt's got it all figured out there with the songbooks and everything. I'm glad everybody's able to join in. I just got to learn how to click that thing. I had to click it about 14 times. Yeah, to get it to come. but it comes up.
It works.
It works. It works. After a fashion, it works. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else on worship? That book, Prison to Praise, was a good book. Did y'all read that? Anybody not read that? That's a good book. Yeah, Barry or Marilyn?
I was just thinking about, and if I thought about this, meditated on it a lot. Think about it a lot in my prayer time, because to me, that's worship time as well as a companion verse in Psalms that says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And to me, the beauty of holiness is Jesus. And, you know, I think about those verses. I'm not good at the addresses like some, especially Andrew, but where it says, I think it's in one of the Corinthians, Paul says, I'm joined with Christ Jesus and we're one spirit. And then it goes on, but verse or two after that, and says, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And to me, it's, you know, my attitude towards worship has changed a lot through my spiritual life. And I think it's a progressive thing. And, but it, to me, it's worshiping, you know, just in the same spirit that Jesus, it's Christ in me, the power of Christ in me to be able to worship, because he is all truth. As it says there in 1 John, he full of grace and truth. And, I sure love the Lord. I sure love to sing to him and, just having that intimate time and relationship with him. And, you know, he's just with us always. I know that he's transforming me from the inside out, that he is always with me. Just always with me, always wanting to talk to me, whether I'm in dedicated prayer time and worship time or, you know, going about the things that we have to go about. He's always there. His presence is with me. And the Holy Spirit there saying, you know, you get in a little situation and you just hear a voice, a sweet voice in you that just says, don't respond. And so anyway, I just, for me, the worship has really been, you know, kind of a progressive thing, and I believe it is for all of us. And it sure just makes you feel so much closer to the Lord. And that's all.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. Yeah, that's a good time for me too. I like to do that. I'll tell you, just for my own personal use, that album, Jerusalem Arise, to me is an awesome album, and I utilize that almost exclusively in my praise and worship time. And it's, I don't know, it just does something for me. And the Lord, I can enter in pretty quick. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else got a preference? Or do you just like to get out there without any music and start singing to? I can do that too. Yeah, I can do that. Amen. I try to wait till David leaves. I do. But sometimes I can be in here worshiping God, singing in the spirit. And I'll have these headphones on. If I got these headphones on, he can beat on that door all day long and I can't hear. Now, if I lock it, I can keep him out of here, but I don't ever lock it. Many times, I tell you, I'll be here praising God, you know, and praying in the spirit, and something will grab my hand like this. You grab it. Well, oh my God. Yeah. Really? He's done that a number of times. Oh my. And it don't, you could put 15 signs on the door. Do not disturb. That don't work. It doesn't work. That's okay. I don't need it. He knows I don't. Yeah, Vanita.
Yeah, one of the things that I like to do is I can't remember real complicated songs usually. And so I just like to have a real simple song in my head.
Yeah.
And especially in the morning, like you just start out with something that it just keeps playing over and over in your head. And no matter what you're doing during the day, it's just there. You're like, I just keep, thank you, I can't sing it all. So, you know, just that thank you, Jesus song, the mystery of the cross, I cannot comprehend the agonies at Calvary. And I just keep singing that song. It just, even I'm just doing 100 other things and that song just playing in my head and I'm just thanking Jesus all day long. So I just like, and just a couple of songs that I try to remember to listen to in the morning so I can have them playing and I can be worshiping all day long like that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. One, it hits my mind all the time, but it is, God's going to get my praise. You know, I get to singing that and get everybody.
And Nick's always on the This Is War song.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
This means war.
Yeah, this means war. That's a good one. Is he out riding side by side now?
No, he's over at my mom and dad's. He was
playing. Yeah,
my dad likes to play pickleball, so they both played pickleball for 3 hours. So
pickleball. Yeah. Do you use pickles?
No, no, that's just when you can't get it, you get in a pickle. I guess that's what it means. I don't know.
Okay. I don't guess I ever played pickleball.
It's like tennis, ping pong, and racquetball. A little bit of all of those.
Really? Sounds complicated.
Yeah, Nick just started playing late last year, and he really likes to play. And it's nice to get him out of the house and get him to, I don't know.
Get some exercise. Give him some
give him some activity other than just working at the grocery store for 8 hours. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the light. All right, anybody else? We got a lot of quiet time here on the radio. All right. Yeah, Vanita.
It's me again. I was just thinking about, we read about Sodom and Gomorrah and how evil it was. And I think about just this, so much evil now. It's just unbelievable. And it's just like you get shown the truth a little bit more and you just realize how much worse it was than you thought it was every day. It's like something worse than you could even imagine. And it's like, just praise the Lord that he's just working all these things together. And it's just amazing how he can just do that. And just how evil people can be. It's just unbelievable. He just works it all together for our good. And we know the end. Like we always say, we know the end and we know the signs. Praise the Lord that he's given us the word for that.
Amen. Amen. Well, what God's put in all of our hearts here also is just draw nigh unto him and don't worry about it. You know, just because God's going to take care of us. God's going to take care of us. Praise God. And that's our hope and our faith is in the Lord. When we got our faith in the Lord, there's no fear. None of that stuff is going to come upon us.
Yeah, I was reading Micah 7 today. I came across that, and it just, you know, talks about how evil people are and how evil things they do, and then how we worship the Lord. And it was a really good verse just to focus on the goodness of God there for us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I never thought I'd live to see the evil that's even in this nation right now. It's just crazy stuff. But we should have expected it because God told us this is what's going to happen. Get more evil every day. Demons come down from second heavens. You sleep, Missy? Oh, okay. You playing a game? Okay. Julie is. All right. What do y'all want to talk about next Tuesday? And I'm talking about everybody. Is there a subject that you would like to discuss? Yeah, Benita.
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but just to talk about what the early church looked like the, you know, I just always used to think of, you know, the cathedrals and the Catholic Church, and those were churches. And but what you know, before all that came about, like, what did the Corinthians and the Galatians and the, you know, what did their churches look like? How did they worship?
First century church.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Missy.
It was mostly in the homes.
What?
They mostly met in the homes.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about, like, when he's addressing the church in Corinth, was that was mostly in the home also? Like, they're not in a building or anything? Okay. Yeah. I guess I never really, maybe I need to go back and read it again, but I didn't really get the impression of that, but just reading through the book, but maybe it's there and I don't know, didn't see it.
The first few chapters of Acts gives you a good picture of that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, I was just going to add that if you read a lot of Paul's letters where he says, I greet you in the house of so-and-so greet you, and those in the house of so-and-so, you know, greetings too. It's like, you know, it's like their homes and people who gather together. They didn't go into the synagogues because they didn't worship.
They
Christ
weren't welcome.
The
they weren't welcome.
Right. Right. So they're home churches.
Amen. All right, anybody else?
I'd like to say, Vanita, when you've been down visiting in Tennessee, that's the same as Acts, the meetings.
Amen. Amen. And I know that David has spoken a little bit about it. I remember now that he was saying, like, you know, Jesus didn't have a suit on standing at a podium in front of in front of the church. That's not what it's like. He was just sitting out in the crowd with everybody else and giving his message. He wasn't like that. I remember him talking about that. But yeah, I and they didn't, like David says, you know, We don't want to spend our money on a lavish church and an establishment like that. That's not where our money needs to go. That's another part of it.
Amen.
Yeah, as you know, the church is the people and not the steeple. not the church, you know, that stupid thing. Here's the union, you know, this hand thing that they taught you when you were little. It's like, oh gosh. That is so wrong.
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door. Where's all the people?
Yeah.
I even know that one, and I was raised Hindu.
Amen. All right, y'all want to hear another praise song while we're talking about worship? You can get out of your chair if you want to. That's an old song there. I like it. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to say before we get out? Hey, what do y'all want to talk about next Tuesday? Somebody come up with something. Yeah, Ben. Now listen to Ben because everybody's going to be involved.
So my dad always goes back to the very first sort of lesson that he like sort of heard from David, and that's the spiritual temple. So my dad speaks a lot about it to me whenever I come over, but you know, I'd like to talk about that a little bit more, you know, like what, you know, each little thing that that natural temple had, to kind of talk about what it means for us spiritually. That would
okay.
be
topic. Yeah, it would be. Are you going to help us out on it?
By the grace of God.
Okay. Amen. Everybody, we're going to talk about the spiritual temple next week. So do a little bit of research on it. David talks about it in a number of studies. All right. Does anybody need a prayer request or prayer for anything? I want to pray for, y'all believe with me. I'm going to pray for my grandson, Blake. Lord, I lift up Blake to you. Lord, he's coming to a place where he's settling down. I thank you, Father, for taking this spirit of addiction off of him, of alcohol and drugs. Thank you, Father, for sobering him up from drugs. He's done that for about a year now. Father, you're an awesome God. I thank you, Lord, for taking this alcohol away from him, too. He's got this newborn baby boy that looks just like him. And, Lord, I thank you for settling him down. And I ask, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your favor on the judge that he has to go before in the days to come. Lord, the justice system, sometimes they capture people, and it's just, there's no way out for them. There's no way out for them. They just keep piling on and piling on and piling on. And it just, they just give up and go back to it. And I just ask, Father, that you show great and grace and mercy to Blake when this trial comes up, and that you would have the judge just dismiss it or whatever, but just get rid of it. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Blake. Thank you, Lord, for taking that addiction away from him. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to open up a way to get rid of all of these fines that he's accumulated over the years. And I thank you, Father, that you're just going to wipe it all clean for him. I believe that, Lord. I do. I believe that. He wants to do right, Lord, as you know. And he just sometimes he gets overwhelmed by the court system, the way they pile things on these young men. I know he did wrong. He's paid for it a lot of times. And I thank you, Father, for breaking him free of all of this stuff in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, because I know you're going to do it in Jesus' name for my grandson, Blake. Amen. His little boy, Missy, is called Ryder. Ryder Lee. Named him after Austin. All right, we're about out of time. Has anybody got something they'd like to say before we get out of here? Before we close out, let me put it that way. We're not going to get out of here. It's not like we're trying to escape something. Thank you, Jesus. Do y'all like the fellowship the way it's going? Is there anything we need to improve on? Well, be careful. No, go ahead, Benjamin. We didn't have very many in tonight, did we? Just see 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, 13. Golly. Where's Cheryl? That's Texas. Oh, did he? Okay. Well, all right. Lana, thank you for singing tonight. That was beautiful.
You're very welcome, Michael. Praise the Lord. I'm glad.
Amen. Is Theo at home or is he still down in Texas?
Oh, no, he's home.
Okay. All right. Bless y'all. Y'all be blessed, you hear?
Love y'all. Bless y'all.
Thank you. Glory to God. Y'all put a smile on your face, Missy.
Well, I'm concentrating, wondering to remind you to stop the recording.
What recording?